Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
And yes, this is T.A., the one who's always tenacious and audacious in the Central Texas area football recruiting game. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and all football fans that are out there. Woo! Man, this is a heavy week in the sports industry. We've got the NFL draft in a few days. We got the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight this weekend. And football is hitting real heavy on the high school scenery in Central Texas. But we're also having to be getting some cool weather. However, it should be good and sunny by the regional track meets that take place this Friday and Saturday, which, of course, a number of our Centex prospects will be involved in competing really hard. I want to encourage everyone out there to make sure that you all stay hydrated no matter what. Stay hydrated. Keep your Gatorade with you, your bottle of waters, whatever you have to do. It's all about staying healthy. And we all know down here in the state of Texas, especially in Central Texas, man, it gets hot. I, too, am a champion for the cause of fighting against bad health. So believe me, I plan to always keep my bottle of waters with me as well. Well, tonight, we have a special guest, our number 6 wide receiver prospect in Central Texas of the 2016 class, young man by the name of Christian Drake from New Braunfels Canyon High School. Definitely want to introduce this guy to the rest of the football recruiting world out there. As always, this is going to be a great combo with one of the more exciting receivers as far as athleticism goes and just being a serious playmaker, one of the more exciting receivers in Centex. It's springtime, folks. It's springtime, and the spring evaluation period is almost 2 weeks old with still another month to go. These college coaches are ascending down on the Centex area, and our prospects are getting more and more favorable news as time goes on. So again, prospects, when these college coaches stop in to see you, if they choose to have a conversation with you, give the greatest first impression ever. That's basically yes, sir, no, sir, I don't know, sir. Give those type of answers, and believe me, these first impressions can go a mighty long way. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scouting Scoop. Follow us on Facebook, TA Centex Football Prospects. That's 3 words, TA Centex Football Prospects. And also, our blog page, immediately after this broadcast, centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. That's centexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. You'll be able to hear this conversation in its entirety and also be able to see Christian's outstanding highlights. Remember our magazine, the Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, Central Texas Football Recruiting Magazine, the only one of its kind. Go on our website and order your copy of our Winter Honors Report, our Winter Honors Edition, at tascoutandscoop.com, tascoutandscoop.com. Click on Scouting Magazine and go ahead and order your copy. You must have a PayPal account in order to make your purchase. This edition is basically for everyone that made all district, my personal all Centex team, and all state, along with all of our seniors that signed for scholarships to go on to college. It's a very interesting piece of work, and yours truly is definitely proud to be associated with it. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, Then we'll be back to talk with our guest of this evening, Mr. Christian Drake. So hang tight.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know, the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right. Check out Jeff Hunter Toyota up there in Waco. For those of you getting your tax refund back and looking for a nice, durable car to ride in, hey, check them out on the Motor Mile, right off I-35 in Waco. All right. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome our guest to the show. Definitely a young man, very intelligent, life of a young man, and a hard competitor. Christian Drake. Christian, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
Hey, man, I'm great. I'm glad to have someone such as yourself on the show, since we have a fetish with interviewing young prospects that are trying to do bigger and better things in their lives, and also young men that basically want to introduce the rest of the world to as it relates to football recruiting. So thank you for taking time away from your busy schedule, your studies, doing extra push-ups, sit-ups, or whatever the case may be that you could have been doing instead of being on the show with us.
Oh, sir, anytime, sir. I just want to say thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, not a problem at all, not a problem. All right, Christian, let's go and get the ball rolling. Now, you attend Canyon High School in New Braunfels, or at least in the New Braunfels School District, a respectable football program as well. What does it mean for you to be a Cougar? What does it mean to you to be a Cougar?
To me, being a Cougar is somebody who is respectful of others, hardworking, a disciplined student and athlete, and a positive role model in the classroom, on the football field, in the community, and whatever else you're involved in.
All right, all right. Woo! Man, it's hard to follow that answer. Okay. But anyway, Christian, I want to go ahead and I got a chance to see you guys play the previous year when you guys came down to play Killeen, and man, woo! Boy, you talking about y'all look like that y'all just really wanted to make a statement, you know, that game. I want to say it was the first or second game of the season, but anyway, man, whoo, you guys came down and put it on the Kangaroos, my alma mater, as a matter of fact. But anyway, what are the Cougars' plans for this upcoming season? I mean, what you guys doing? Did y'all make it to the postseason this past season? And if so, if not, what are you guys' plans for this season?
No, as a matter of fact, didn't make it into the postseason last year. I don't want to really talk too much about the schemes and things of that about our offense. But I feel that since we have a new coach this year. The past year, Coach Moxigamo, who came in about a week prior to the season starting, and as a result of that, we're all learning his concepts and strategies in the midst of playing the season. And now that we have a full year under his system, we are more comfortable as a team, and that should reflect on the football field.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this as far as plans. And I respect the fact you don't want to talk about the offensive schemes, but do you guys at least plan on winning some games this year? I mean, getting in the postseason, is that – at least the plan. I mean, that doesn't come across braggadocious, but is that in the plans of the Cougars at least?
Yes, sir, it is. We expect to have a better season than what we did last year. We expect to win more of those games that we barely lost. That had to do to the fact of we were learning as we were going along through the season, and we were inconsistent at times, which caused us to lose a couple of games that I feel, and the team feels, that we should have won. But going into the summertime, and as of right now in spring ball, we feel, as a team, we will be more cohesive. and we will be more consistent. We'll have a more of a consistency about what we do.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Now, who else on your team should football fans and scouts like myself be on the lookout for? Who else for the Cougars that you think is going to make a lot of noise this year from individual perspective?
Honestly, I feel everybody on the football team has some asset that they can help contribute to the team in any way, shape, or form. But we have a couple of guys on here that I feel are really talented athletes. We have a three-year starter by the name of Jordan Holmes, who plays cornerback. He has a really high football IQ, and he has some speed to go along with his IQ. We also have another three-year starter by the name of Zach Facundo, who has a high IQ at the safety position, and he's a ball hawk. He knows how to find the ball. He knows how to get to it.
Can't wait to check that out. Now, before we take another short commercial break, do you play any other sports, and if so, which one?
Yes, sir, I do. I run track. I'm on the 4x1. I'm on the 4x4, and I run the 110-meter hurdles.
Oh, okay. So will you be competing this weekend at regionals?
Yes, sir, I will, for the 110-meter hurdles.
All right. Okay. All right. Man, for those of you all out there that are listening, as I told you all the time, or as I tell you all the time, remember, we do have speed in Central Texas, legit speed, that is. And this young man is definitely trying to showcase his speed in track and field to further help him on the football field. Well, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and then we're going to be back to talk more with Mr. Christian Drake. So hang tight.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, we're back. Yes, that's Inspired Design Hair Salon with Miss D and her crew, always keeping the people looking even more beautiful and more confident than what they were before going into their place of business. Now, Christian, our number six ranked receiver in Central Texas, what is your GPA and how important are academics to you?
Right now, my GPA is currently at a 3.2, which I'm looking to always improve. I want it to really be at a 3.5 or higher. And academics is my number one priority, and secondly would be football, especially when I'm looking into a school. I don't want to just find a school that's athletically competitive. I also want to find a school that is academically competitive with other schools around the country.
All right. Now, as far as the academic competitiveness that you're looking for, what do you want to study in college? Do you have any idea?
Yes, sir. I want to go to college and study to be a aerospace engineer. I'm fascinated with planes and aircraft, and someday I'm looking forward to finding a career in that field, sort of business.
Woo! Man, the things that I would not dare do, okay? but hey, young man, by all means, if you want to accomplish those things, you definitely have me in your corner as far as rooting for you to accomplish it. Just make sure that, of course, just like on the football field or on the track, how you can't ever give up or else you'll never win or be successful, the same way you have to do that in the academic world, which you're finding out already. But anyway, since we've now been talking about the books and things of that nature, we're getting to the football side of things. One of the reasons that I have you rated so high is your size, your skills, but go ahead and tell us What is your height, weight, and 40 time?
As of now, I stand at 6 feet 2 inches. I'm 185 pounds, and my 40 time as of now is a 4.56.
All right. Now, for those of y'all out there, if you have a prospect that's 6'2 playing receiver, that's good height. Now, the old saying is you can get skilled guys at a dime a dozen, but you can't always find good receivers that are athletic. And one thing that I like about Christian is his athleticism. His athleticism is undeniable. And we're going to talk, you know, more about that. But, again, that just comes from the recruiting perspective on his height, weight, and 40 time. The height and weight, of course, that's appealing to a lot of scouts and college coaches. But the skills or how you use that to your advantage works out even better in the long run. So what do you consider your strengths as a receiver?
My strengths as a receiver, I feel my hands. I have really great hands. I have long arms, so I can always go get a ball high up in the air, along with my vertical. I have a high vertical. I also have a big, broad body, so I can also shield defenders away from the ball. And all those combined calls for or gives me a higher catch radius compared to most receivers. And it makes it an easier throw for the quarterback. Another strength I feel I have is just my will to go get the ball when it's in the air. When the ball is in the air, I feel it's mine and mine only, and nobody else can have it.
Folks, we're talking about a young man who's filled with confidence. Not cockiness, but confidence. Yes. Any receiver out there that's truly a stud, in my opinion as a scout, they better have confidence. Okay, there's a difference between having confidence and being overly arrogant. And this young man has the confidence. You see it in his game, the way he plays the game. He plays the game with confidence. That's why you watch his film is filled with mostly big plays. Now, what are some areas of improvement that you feel you need to work on or are currently working on?
Honestly, I feel I can improve on everything. But if I had to choose, I would say my route running. I would say it's pretty good. It could get better. It's just a matter of me getting open quicker, getting in and out of my breaks faster, and just making it an easier throw for the quarterback.
Okay. Woo. Man, nice. Nice. Nice way to break that down. I tell you what, when I was watching your film and I saw what you did against Judson, you know, Judson usually always has some pretty good ball players, one of the most storied programs in Central Texas. Man, you were coming down with the ball, and it seems like you were letting the defenders know by your style of play that, hey, you know, if the ball is coming up to me, I'm coming down with it, and I'm getting to the end zone by any means necessary. You know, and that's how you have to play. Like I tell a lot of prospects that play receiver, hey, the one thing I want to see from you, I want to just see how well you can catch the ball. I want to see what you do with the ball after you catch it. Okay? Are you that type of guy that looks for the end zone every time you catch a pass? Or are you the type of guy that's going to get up beating your chest just because you came down catching a nice pass, but, you know, your team still don't have any points on the board? All right? So, again, those are the things that I appreciate about your game personally from an athletic standpoint. Now,
thank you, sir.
No problem. We're talking about football, college football, which, of course, you have an endless thirst to want to one day pursue or to be involved in. How is recruiting going for you thus far? Do you have any offers yet? And what schools are showing you the most attention?
The football process, it's picking up. And I don't have any scholarships as of yet, but I am receiving a lot of interest from schools. I feel I haven't had a chance to get my name out there for the past couple of years since I've been nicked up a little bit the past couple of seasons. And so I feel I'm a little behind in the recruiting process. But this year I stayed healthy through the year, and I was able to attend camps that I haven't been able to attend before. A couple months ago, I attended the Nike Spark Camp in Dallas, Texas, and it was my first time. I didn't really know what to expect, and I ended up with a grade of 80.4. But I felt like I could have given a better effort knowing what I was going to have to go through when I went to the camp. And if I could do it over again, I feel I would have a much better rating.
Okay. Well, Christian, let me tell you this, okay? Number one, I don't get caught up into all what people do in a T-shirt and shorts. Now, true enough, I run my own camp, but I don't base recruiting off of that. I mean, unfortunately, you know, too much recruiting nowadays is based off that. But I want the old school mindset. What you do in full pads, hey, that's what matters to me more than anything. And young man, regardless of what kind of rating that you got from whomever camp that you went to, hey man, you can play ball, okay? You are a legit receiver, a legit receiver prospect. Legit meaning that I feel you can play FBS football somewhere, okay?
Yes, sir.
Somewhere. It doesn't matter if it's the Pac-12, the Sun Belt, or whatever. I feel you can play at the FBS level, all right? So, won't no camp, you know, no invite-only camp or whatever, you know, it can't tell me any different, because what you show me on film tells me all that I need to know about your skills as a player. Okay, so keep your head up, young man, and just continue to play ball regardless of whoever has you rated at something that, you know, that I feel is kind of unfair. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, are there any schools that you watch that you think you would be a good asset to? And also, with you being here in the state of Texas, there's always this misnomer that Texas kids are afraid to leave home. Are you open to playing college football outside of the state of Texas?
Schools that I would watch that I feel I could contribute to? Well, as a little kid, I always grew up watching the University of Alabama ever since I was little. My dad's from Alabama, so when I was little, he had an Alabama football in my baby crib when I was just a little bitty. So if I had the chance, I would like to contribute to the University of Alabama, Nick Saban's team. I feel my athleticism could help this team out in some ways, one way or another. But honestly, I'm open to any school. I'm willing to give any school a fair chance. It's just a matter of, are they academically sound? Are they competitive in football? And do I feel at home at that school?
Okay.
Do I feel like...
Sounds good. Go ahead.
Do I feel like the coaching staff, can I relate to the coaching staff? Because I'm going to be giving a lot of my time to it, and my teammates are going to be giving a lot of our time to the coaching staff, and I just want to make sure that they're going to give us the same time and effort as we give them.
Right. Okay. Good stuff. Now, as far as track and field concerned, is that something that you would, you know, consider doing in the spring if the football coaching staff gave you that opportunity?
Yes. I would like to attend, for track, I would like to be able, if I had a chance, to go to the University of LSU and run track. I feel I can contribute to them in more ways than just hurdles. I run multiple events, and I don't mind switching up events that I do now for other ones.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. Well said. All right, folks. Well, we're going to take another short commercial break. Then we're going to come back and wrap up the show with none other than Christian Drake from New Braunfels Canyon. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, all right. Toastmasters, yes, folks, please check them out. I will not be able to broadcast before you live on these radio shows if it were not for Toastmasters and me being able to help improve my public speaking skills. Now, Christian Drake, well, I kind of have to regress a little bit back to what you were saying. Your dad is a Bama fan. I'm also originally from Alabama, Mobile, that is, and I have to disagree with your father because Auburn, I grew up an Auburn fan, so your dad and I, we're just going to disagree on that one. but anyway, hey, I grew up watching Bo Jackson, so of course, that's always been my squad ever since Bo was there. But anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch, Christian, what are your hobbies outside of football or sports?
I actually wouldn't consider them hobbies as more as a luxury, because I'm so busy all the time, and it's just really spending time with my family. I'm a family man, and whenever I get a chance, I just love to spend time with my family and bond and just see how their day goes and see what they're going through and feel for them. Hanging out with friends. And I'm sorry.
No. Hey, that's fine, young man. Hey, nothing wrong with being a family man and being able to hang out with your buddies, but of course you know that, you know, there is a time for leisure, but in most cases, you're always investing in yourself so you can go above and beyond what it is that you're currently doing. All right. Now, finally, any last comments that you'd like to share with our listeners about you and your Cougar teammates?
I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. I also want to say to all the Cougar fans out there, get ready for an exciting 2015-2016 season. And I just want to say to all the coaches out there, if you're interested, please let me know.
All right. Hey, I tell you what, that's a public service announcement for you out there. All right, so make sure Christian Drake, Central Texas. We play football here, folks. We play serious football, all right? So please do not overlook this geographical area because we have the serious ballers here that are showing you what they can do underneath those Friday night lights. Well, Christian, young man, I definitely appreciate you coming on our show tonight. I wish you nothing but endless success and look forward to seeing you constantly improving on your game and hopefully signing with an FBS school that first Wednesday of February 2016.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
Not a problem, sir. Not a problem. All right, folks, again, immediately after this broadcast, go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com. You can see Christian's highlights and also be able to listen or re-listen to this radio show in its entirety. Remember, if you have not done so already, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at TA Scott and Scoop, at TA Scott and Scoop, on Facebook, TA Syntex Football Prospects. That's three words, TA Syntex Football Prospects. Also remember, order a copy of our magazine if you have not done so already, a copy of our magazine at tascottandscoop.com, tascottandscoop.com. And for prospects out there who have yet to, any prospects out there who have yet to submit their information, make sure you go on our website and submit your information so that we can add you to our database. Well, for TA Scouting Scoop, Christian Drake, and for all of you all out there that are listening, remember, continue to be safe out there, stay hydrated no matter what, and always, always remember where you get the legit football recruiting scoop from. This is TA of TA Scouting Scoop signing off. You guys be safe out there. Good luck to all you prospects there at regionals
and do all you can to get to that state track meet. Until next time, be blessed.